Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm coming to you from the Saturn Arena in Ingolstadt in Germany, and Greyhead Clan being put through their paces ahead of tonight's CHL game against their German hosts. Well, it's been a very sobering couple of days, Greyhead Clan reflecting on that 10-2 defeat to Växjö Lakers in Sweden. How will they react? Well, we'll get some build-up to the game. We'll also visit the Fan Fest near the Danube as well. Right now I'm with the forward Scott Pitt, freshly stepped off the ice. Scott, how's the preparation for tonight's game going?
It's good. We had a traveler yesterday, so we got to rest our legs from the night before. And the guys look pretty good out here, so I'm excited for tonight.
Coach certainly putting you through your paces out there. Have you had a chance to look back on the game on Thursday?
It wasn't exactly the way we wanted it to, so we want to have short memories with that. So, we're just kind of trying to move forward and take what we learned from there, and hopefully we can do a better job tonight.
And that was always going to be a tough game, that one in Sweden. But now we're in Germany against Ingolstadt. They're another quality team as well. How'd you approach this one?
They're obviously highly ranked. It should be a little bit better style matchup for us than the Sweden team. So I think we got a pretty good shot. So as long as we come out and play our systems right, do all the little things, I think we should be all right.
Now, Scott, you've also spent the summer playing in Australia. Tell us a bit about that. What was that like?
That was a great experience. Kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for myself and my girlfriend to get over there, so we definitely took advantage and saw as much as we could, and obviously enjoyed the hockey and everything, and they're just getting ready for playoffs right now. So,
because it's interesting, obviously a lot of the guys had some downtime, they maybe took up jobs during the summer, but you seem to have played for like a whole year now.
I guess it never really stopped for me. Just love the game, so.
Good stuff, thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks.
I'm with the head coach now, Ryan Finnerty, as we look ahead to tonight's game. Ryan, you guys have just done the practice set. How was that this morning?
That was good. It was good to get back out there. It was a long travel day yesterday here, so good to get a good skate here early in the morning and get prepared for tonight.
Now, obviously, Ingolstadt is a former team of Brendan Brooks. He told me the other day he's been kind of filling you in on a few things. What can you use that can help you tonight?
Yeah, anytime, this new in the season, and this early in the season, and teams you haven't seen before, and teams definitely from different countries, any feedback you can get is great. Obviously, Brooksy finishing with them last year and on the playoff run with them here, he's familiar with it, so that's going to be a benefit to us. We're kind of talking about things that they do, things that he knows that they will continue to do, and hopefully that we can execute a game plan to defend it.
You had a chance to look back on the game on Thursday and pick out a few things that you can take into tonight?
Yeah, obviously, you can sit there and dissect that game all night long. We definitely learned a few things. I learned a few things from the way they do and for things that they do. But it was good. It was a good experience for us. It was, I think it kind of maybe gave us a sense of reality here that, for the competition's definitely gone up compared to what we're accustomed to. So, I think we'll be a better team today for it. Going through that process, like I said, every day our goal is to get a bit better here. We want to compete tonight.
Well, you heard the Purple Army in full voice on Thursday. There's going to be more of them here tonight as well. Can they play a part in the game tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think the guys feed off that just like we do at home here. So, like I said, we want to put a good show on for them. They've traveled a long ways and put up their hard-earned money here to support us. We want to make sure we give them something to support. But we know they're going to be there, and we got to make sure that we probably equal their efforts on the ice.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Right. Captain Matt Keith joins me now. Well, Matt, you were a familiar face around these parts. How does it feel to be back?
Yeah, it's good. It's funny. It's probably 7 years since I've been here, but kind of looks all the same. And it's nice. It'll be good to get out there tonight and see the fans and stuff, but whether they remember me or not, who knows.
Have you seen any of the old faces that you remember from your time here?
I saw a couple of the trainers over there, but apart from that, there's maybe one player still here. All the coaching staff, the GM, everybody's gone, so don't know anybody.
But of course, we're looking ahead to the game tonight against Ingolstadt. When you look back on Thursday's game, how important is it to get a good reaction to what happened on Thursday?
Yeah, it was a tough game. It was tough for everybody. I'm sure, looking back, there was a lot of things that we could have done to minimize goals against, but at the same time, it is what it is, and it's an experience for us, and we'll build on it. And you lose 10-2, well, there's teams in our league that we play, and there's 10-2 games, there's 9-0 games. It happens. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's indicative of how good each team is, but obviously that team was good, and there's some things we can take. We try and take a lot more positives than negatives.
mean, the mood among you guys, having seen you this morning, you're still very upbeat, still very positive. That's an important thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a lot of good guys here. We got a lot of guys that have played a lot before and have been around, and you can't hang your head over one game. It's basically our first game of the season. You know, a lot of guys came in late, and we've had two games in Sheffield that were kind of just a wash. It was kind of, we'd get out there, try and get your legs. But as far as actually playing a competitive game, it was the first one. Like, you're not going to sit and dwell on it. There's, like I said, we try and take more positives than negatives.
That's it. And of course, have you enjoyed the experience as a whole so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, the travel hasn't been the easiest, but some long days. But no, it's good. It's obviously, like we've talked about before, it's good for our fans. It's good for the organization, for that exposure. And the biggest thing is you want to finish well these last three games to show everybody what we already know in Glasgow, that we're a pretty good club. We're growing. We have great support. And it's just one of those things where we want to show that to everybody else so that over the course of the next few years, people realize and recognize us as a good league.
And the one question the fans really want to know, is there any more reading between Zach Sullivan and Stephen Meyer on the plane yesterday?
No, I think Sully's all out of books for Stephen, and then he tried to give him a novel, but Stephen couldn't understand it. So,
thanks very much, Matt.
Have a good one.